Welcome to The Road to Accountable AI. I'm Kevin Werbach, Chair of the Department of Legal Studies and Business Ethics at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. I've been studying emerging tech my entire career, with a focus on the complex interactions among technology, law, and business. On this podcast, I'll interview leaders in the fast-developing area of responsible, safe, and trustworthy artificial intelligence, or as I like to call it, accountable AI. You'll hear from practitioners, academics, and policymakers working to address the real-life challenges of making AI systems that serve human needs while meeting important legal and ethical obligations. My goal is to dig into the state of practice among leading-edge organizations, as well as current public policy developments around the world. With the rapid development and deployment of AI, we're well past the point where high-level aspirations, statements of principles, and thought experiments are sufficient. No one wants to see AI systems that discriminate against people from certain groups, for example, but how do organizations actually tackle the challenges of algorithmic bias? Just how much is AI really a black box? And what can be done to make it more explainable and interpretable? What are the best practices for handling the data that powers AI systems and building models that are robust to the inevitable challenges over time? Is there anything that can be done about the dangers of deepfakes or concerns about intellectual property violations with generative AI systems? And just what are the legal and regulatory obligations that those building and deploying AI systems need to address? These are the kinds of questions that thoughtful people in the AI space are thinking about and trying to address today. Some have been doing so for years, deploying increasingly sophisticated approaches. On this podcast, I'll engage with the experts to give you actionable insights for this important set of challenges. For this initial episode, I'd like to provide some context for how I think about the concept of accountable AI and the major issues that you should be focusing on in this area, and the key question of why your organization or you as an individual should put the time and effort in necessary to do this work. I also periodically post my analysis and commentary on Substack at accountableai.substack.com. I hope you'll consider subscribing there for updates. So, why should you care about accountable AI? In mid-2023, the Pew Research Center surveyed Americans on their views about AI. The results were, quite frankly, pretty grim for those of us excited about AI's potential. Despite the massive coverage around ChatGPT and other powerful new generative AI platforms, and a decade before that of spectacular deployments of deep learning technology, a majority of respondents said they were more concerned than excited about the increased use of AI in daily life. More concerned than excited. Only 10% said they were more excited than concerned. Now, some of this is a reflection of general worries about the power of big tech platforms. That didn't start with AI, that won't end with AI. But one of the most significant aspects of the current AI boom is that it's not just Google and Microsoft and similar big companies that are investing in or deploying AI solutions. AI has applications for virtually every industry, virtually every company. Already, almost every substantial firm that you can think of is already at least experimenting with either generative AI, predictive models, or both. And AI is being incorporated into tools for functions like hiring, marketing, data analysis, and customer support that are used by even the smallest companies. Not to mention foundational productivity tools like word processors, email clients, and spreadsheets. According to the Conference Board, a majority of all U.S. workers are already using generative AI, often without the approval or knowledge of their employers, of course. Now, one possibility is that AI has no serious problems, and people are just unreasonably fearful about the dangers it might cause. Even if that's the case, concerns about AI will reduce adoption, create customer backlash, and lead companies to hesitate rather than innovate. It will also lead to overly restrictive policies and laws. And the reality is that the worries about AI are not unfounded. For years, there have been countless examples of AI systems that, for example, show racial and gender disparities in recognizing faces, recommending people for jobs, and issuing credit. The recent wave of generative AI popularized the phenomenon of hallucination, where chatbots confidently relate facts that are not factual. Deepfakes and other AI-generated misinformation threaten the integrity of our elections and provide opportunities for harassment and crime. Autonomous cars crash, and AI-driven systems for health insurance and public assistance unfairly deny benefits. We've seen it already now, time and time again. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, which is an intergovernmental organization, operates what they call an AI incident database that tracks reported examples of AI failures and controversies. It now includes nearly 8,000 incidents. And while the database goes back to 2014, more than three quarters of all those incidents are since the start of 2023. This is a big problem. And that's just incidents that are reported somewhere that make it into the database. There are surely many more that don't even get tracked. You'll notice I haven't even mentioned concerns about superintelligent AI turning on humanity. While there are important questions around the capabilities of so-called frontier models, the problems I'm talking about are not hypothetical future possibilities. They are happening right now, today. And if there's one prediction I'm confident about, it's that the rapid adoption of AI around the world is not going to slow down, and it's going to raise the stakes further. Already, 18% of companies in the S&P 500 mention AI in their 2023 annual reports as a risk factor, and that probably should have been higher. So if you're interested in AI, whether as a developer, manager, investor, or user, you need to be aware of AI's problems and limitations, along with its benefits and possibilities. And you need to understand what can be done to address those problems and limitations. The bad news is there's no magic bullet. The technical tools for trustworthy AI are out there. They continue to improve. But you can't just plug in a fairness or privacy module and be done with it. Accountable AI necessarily involves business decisions, ethical decisions, and considerations of trade-offs. It also requires organizational processes and culture so that the available responses are actually implemented. Let me say a little bit about why I decided to launch this podcast. As I said, I've been working in the area of technology policy for nearly 30 years. When I served as counsel for new technology policy originally in the 1990s at the U.S. Federal Communications Commission. That was in the early days of the commercial internet. And back then, less than 50 million people worldwide were online. The vast majority of them were in the U.S., and almost everyone was dialing up for access over their phone lines. Most of today's internet firms like Google and Facebook hadn't even been founded. The iPhone wouldn't be launched for another decade, and streaming video was a futuristic fantasy. Yet even then, we could see the important public policy challenges the internet raised. It was clear that government and the private sector would have to deal with questions like privacy, intellectual property, consumer protection, and assigning legal responsibility for harms. I worked with the White House and other federal agencies on the first governmental policy framework on e-commerce, which set the tone worldwide. Ever since then, I've looked for emerging technology trends and inflection points when technologies suddenly accelerate their adoption. That is what has drawn me to AI. My degree is in law, but for two decades, I've worked at Wharton, one of the world's top business schools. So I focused on the confluence of legal, regulatory, and ethical questions and their relevance for business. Along the way, I've written books on gamification and blockchain, written on topics ranging from wireless spectrum sharing to network neutrality to China's data-driven social credit system. And the reality, as I've found, is that public policy is messy. What laws are adopted and the gray areas they leave and how they're interpreted are all complicated, human-driven phenomena. The same is true about how organizations behave. Companies, even the biggest and most powerful ones, are communities of people, making countless decisions that call for judgment. The organizations that do the best have an understanding of the issues and a perspective on macro trends, but also cultures that reward both creative innovation and doing the right thing. So that brings me to AI. When I look at AI today, I see incredible promise. both for economic efficiency and other financial benefits, as well as in improving human lives. Some of that promise is already being realized, but there are huge challenges and uncertainties. Companies and governments are responding differently to those challenges, as they always do. Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, and Meta are all big tech companies, but they have very different cultures, if you know them. And the culture of, say, Microsoft today is completely different than it was 20 years ago. Similarly, you can't really compare the legal environment for technology in the US, Europe, and China, or anywhere else, without understanding the broader political and economic differences. The field of AI has been around since the 1950s and has gone through several boom and bust cycles where technology seemed poised for broader adoption, but never quite realized its potential. This time, though, something is different. A set of technologies known as deep learning, combined with the massive amounts of data now accessible through through digital platforms and the massive collective computing power of the cloud, suddenly demonstrated remarkable performance on tasks like image classification and machine translation in the early 2010s. The big tech platforms like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alibaba began investing heavily in AI, as did countless other companies. Recognizing the power back then of that machine learning revolution and the larger potential of data-driven techniques, the Wharton School, where I'm a professor, created a cross-disciplinary concentration in business analytics. This was around 2015 that this got off the ground. I was part of the committee that developed that program. And as we were discussing it, I made the point to my colleagues that even as we taught our students the methods to harness the power of AI and analytics, the techniques for what to do to build these kinds of systems, we also had to address the significant challenges that were raised. We had to address the ethical and societal problems with AI and other algorithmic systems, as well as the range of legal and regulatory issues that might be relevant, even if there wasn't yet specific legislation. To their credit, all of my colleagues agreed with me, but none of the others had the expertise to teach a course on those topics. And so I remember distinctly, they all looked at me and said, okay, what are you going to do? And it turned out at the time, there were very few courses on ethical data science anywhere. And as far as I could tell, none existed in a business school. So I created one called Big Data, Big Responsibilities that launched in 2016. And it highlighted issues such as accuracy, privacy, fairness, and manipulation with all forms of algorithmic systems, including AI. And since then, I've taught students about the evolving set of ethical and legal challenges as the technology continues to develop, while following important market evolutions in my research. Three things have happened that convinced me to launch this podcast on top of the other research and teaching that I'm doing. The first is we've had another inflection point with the maturation of generative AI. The launch of ChatGPT in late 2022 was in some ways just another step on a long technical journey. It was based on foundations that had been set several years before in academic work and publicly accessible work at companies like Google, and then wave after wave of GPT technology developed by OpenAI. But in other ways, ChatGPT was a shot heard around the world. It was the starting gun for a massive global race to implement generative AI far more broadly and deeply than ever before. The capability was just too great to ignore. It turns out, though, that generative AI raises virtually all of the legal and ethical issues that were already on the table with other machine learning approaches, and adds a few of its own. One of the topics I plan to discuss with some of my guests is where accountable AI challenges are unique to generative AI. For example, with concerns about copyright protection, about works that are created by these AI platforms, or the training data that's used to scrape and train them, and where the issues are equally relevant to the established predictive and discriminative AI systems, or to other kinds of analytics that might not even deserve the label of AI. That's the first major development, the rise of generative AI. The second one that convinced me to do this podcast is on the positive side of the ledger. For years, I would teach students about what could go wrong with AI, and often did. And there are so many examples of those problems that students would very quickly say, okay, you've convinced us, professor. What do we do about it? How do we respond? What are the best practices that companies are using to at least mitigate those harms? And it turned out for a long time, I didn't have a good answer. There were always too few examples about how the best companies are actually thinking about these challenges and how are they putting into place systems and mechanisms and policies for governance of AI, for implementing these systems responsibly, safely, and ethically. Again, AI systems don't usually cause harm because they're deployed by evil, heartless people, although there are some exceptions. The dangerous consequences usually, though, are unintended. For a long time, though, there was only vague guidance for thoughtful organizations and individuals who wanted to address those problems. Now, fortunately, that's changed. There are now many organizations taking the lead to build accountable AI programs and others providing services like AI audits that can help firms do so. We still got a long way to go on the road to accountable AI, but the path is now well marked by those who want to follow best practices and understand their options. This podcast will bring you some of the most prominent and sophisticated thinkers addressing these challenges in real organizations. The third major development is that AI is now a big topic among regulators, legislators, and other government agencies throughout the world. As I said, there were important legal concerns for AI even before there were any AI-specific laws, but now there's more than ever to be aware of. I was in the U.S. government when the first battles were fought over regulating the internet in the 1990s, and I've engaged in many tech policy debates since then. AI, I am convinced, is the next massive wave of technology, legal, and regulatory development. You need to understand what is happening and what is likely to happen and how it might cover whatever organization or activity you're involved with. So these are the kinds of activities and the kinds of issues that I'll explore with my guests on the podcast. My goal is to focus on the practical. How do companies with effective accountable AI efforts structure their programs? What are the most important steps to take and the most important missteps to avoid? What will the real implications be of the AI legislation and regulatory activities that are under development? In a recent post on my Substack, I listed 5 reasons for investing the time and resources necessary to engage successfully in accountable AI. So that's the last thing that I'd like to leave you with in this introductory episode. What I find interesting is that in many ways, these arguments that I'm going to give you are the same ones for why companies should engage in ethical or responsible business behavior more generally. For many years, Wharton has had a required class for MBA students on ethical and legal responsibility. When I started teaching it, I was worried that it would be difficult to convince our students to take these issues seriously. They're business students, of course. But what I found was that if presented properly, these are topics that students relish the opportunity to consider because they know they'll face difficult questions as they move throughout their business careers. And they realize that these are not things that you will necessarily understand how to address just by learning the other kinds of skills that are necessary in business. The trick is not to pretend that law and ethics are simple, that I or anyone else can always tell you the right answer, that good people always do good things, or that bad things always come from bad people. Instead, it's essential to understand that the legal context and ethical frameworks that develop throughout history provide some context for developing a thoughtful approach that makes sense in the particular unique context that you are going to find in your business situation. And then with those frameworks, you can learn from the experience of considering different examples if you're able to work through those case studies. And all of that's relevant to AI as well. All of that is part of the foundation for having the conversations that I'm going to have on this podcast. The 5 arguments very quickly for investing in accountable AI are that it's the right thing to do, risk, trust, business benefits, and regulation. The first rationale stems from the realization that actions have consequences. Yes, computers are just machines, and what we call AI is just a bunch of math running on those machines. And we know AI systems aren't perfect, but it's a big mistake to leap from there to the idea that any technology can be neutral or immune from human influence. If something goes wrong, those building or deploying the system bear some responsibility, some moral responsibility, and in some cases, some legal responsibility. Do you really want to be the one, though, who is deploying a system that spews hate speech, discriminates against marginalized groups, manipulates people, or abuses their personal information? Sure, there can be disagreement on where to draw the lines between profit and purpose, but I'm very convinced that no one goes to work trying to do evil. So thinking about doing the right thing is an inherent feeling that most people have in organizations, and they want to know that they are taking at least some reasonable, acceptable steps to address the concerns and the problems with their AI systems. Second reason is that those AI risks can have direct negative consequences for firms that are deploying AI. There already have been many serious controversies, as I've talked about AI implementation. So for example, just in the area of bias and discrimination, more than a third of the respondents in the Data Robot 2022 survey on the state of AI bias said their firm had already experienced incidents. And of those, 62% lost revenues, 61% lost customers, and 43% lost employees. Those are real, serious, measurable impacts to companies from failing to engage in accountable AI. And as the use of AI increases, the awareness of those uses increase, the numbers are only bound to go up. Third reason is trust. Everyone talks about the crisis of trust in today's world. I even wrote a book about trust in the context of blockchain technology a few years ago. AI promises to further undermine trust in institutions, thanks to developments like manipulation, misinformation, and deepfakes. But it also faces roadblocks when people are unwilling to trust AI systems. This trust gap for AI is corrosive. It means AI won't be adopted when it should be and won't deliver the full range of benefits when it is. And that, in turn, leads to the fourth reason to care about accountable AI. If, as I've said before, those who fail to implement AI responsibly risk negative consequences, those on the other side will reap the benefits. There are costs, both in hard dollars for compliance and indirect costs in sometimes slowing innovation and deployment. But those investing in competencies of accountable AI will reap even more significant benefits. They can differentiate themselves from competitors, build a strong message to their employees and customers, and develop the knowledge and the skills and the experience in monitoring and measurement that will improve overall performance of their AI deployments. And then finally, there's regulation, which I've already talked about. For being the legal Wild West that we talk about, there's actually an awful lot of AI regulation out there. And frankly, it's a misnomer to say that AI today is totally unregulated. It's actually subject to a whole lot of existing law and regulation, and it's one of the most active areas of regulatory development and investigation around the world. The European Union, China, and several US states have already passed AI-specific laws. Other countries such as the UK and Japan and the US at the federal level have issued significant policy documents, and a host of regulators are engaging in enforcement actions on algorithmic bias and privacy and more under existing legal authority. Regulation puts compliance obligations on firms, which frankly, most of them are ill-prepared to meet. The 2023 KPMG AI Risk Survey found that 84% of respondents said they believe independent audits of AI models will be required within 4 years by regulation. Yet, guess what percentage of those firms felt like they were ready? Only 18% thought they had the internal expertise to audit their AI systems today. So this is just one of many examples that the firms and the individuals who start now, who think about and learn about the problems and concerns and limitations around AI, who work through the case studies, and who study the organizations that are developing these kinds of accountable AI structures, all those are the organizations that are going to be best positioned for success. So hopefully, if you weren't already convinced of the need for accountable AI, you are now. But one last thing, what exactly does accountable AI mean, or any of the related concepts such as AI governance, AI ethics, responsible AI, trustworthy AI, AI risk management, or AI safety? There's a whole lot of terms. I offer my perspective in more detail in some of my posts at accountableai.substack.com. But at a high level, it's fair to say all of these refer to the same basic family of concepts, but there are particular differences in emphasis. I prefer accountable AI because accountability means asserting responsibility over prospective and actual harms, then connecting that responsibility to concrete prevention and mitigation strategies, and at the same time, working towards standards and processes to integrate them into business operations. It's more than just the general sense of responsibility. It's that entire circle of addressing it in a structured and thoughtful way. Financial accounting and auditing are the foundations of trust, by analogy, underlying the modern global economic system. I think we will see accountability as essential to bringing the necessary levels of trust to AI. Of course, all systems of accountability have flaws and gaps, and when you get down to the ground level of someone building or deploying an AI system, there are many questions about how to implement such approaches. This is where, to me, things get interesting. How much should your accountable AI efforts, for example, be centralized in a group of experts versus pushed out throughout the organization? What makes an audit of an AI system effective? Or a red teaming exercise for adversarial testing of a large language model? How can you measure fairness? There are actually several different tests, and they're often incompatible. Where are you willing to trade off interpretability of your models for performance? And beyond the technical questions, what does it take to create a truly effective culture of accountability around AI? These are the kinds of questions I'll be asking the experts I interview in subsequent episodes. You'll hear from executives at major companies, including big tech firms developing AI, as well as those in other sectors implementing it, from policymakers involved in some of the key legislative and regulatory processes, and influential researchers, academics, and lawyers analyzing key developments in this area. These experts on the front lines of accountable AI will offer practical, real-world insights for implementing effective programs and their perspectives on the evolving regulatory and governance landscape. AI raises an array of issues, and there are major new developments just about every week. Implementing AI systems effectively and doing so with attention to legal and ethical considerations is a journey. That's why I call this podcast The Road to Accountable AI. The good news is we're on a road to somewhere, and there's much to see and talk about and think about and understand along the way. Please join me on the journey. This has been The Road to Accountable AI. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a good review and check out my Substack for more insights on AI accountability. Thank you for listening.